Right now into the mic, check, check. All right, now I'm talking, the mixer's saying it's picking it up. All right, do we need to try a song or do we just go for it?
I think it's picking up whatever you're putting through the mixer.
All right, as long as the wires are good, as long as my wires aren't crossed, which sometimes they do get so, we should be good to go.
Yes. Meredith and I will let you know if there's a problem, but it seems like in 5 minutes from now, it'll pick you up at exactly 4:10.
Okay, so I need to find the second hand on my computer, still work on that. So 4:10 on the nose, I will plan on that.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Your computer has a second hand. Oh, my God. That's genius. Awesome, Tom. Well, thanks so much.
All right. Have fun.
I will. I'll do that.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Is KFC's new cheese?
here we are. Welcome to the Monday Afternoon Show. Happy Monday, 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 everybody. It is the Monday after St. Patrick's Day. If any of you out there had a debaucherous or meditative or wonderful St. Patrick's Day, congratulations. Good to celebrate. I have a couple St. Patrick's Day stories. One had to do with a walk for a ceasefire in Gaza through Albany on Saturday with Junsan from the Grafton Peace Pagoda. She is a nun from the Nipponzon Myoji Order of Buddhist Monks, a Japanese-originated order of monks who walk and walk and walk and pray and meditate for peace and social justice, the abolition of nuclear weapons, war, the prison system, and coming to grips with the legacy of slavery and genocide in the United States. Just absolutely love the monks and nuns of Nipponzon Myoji. Grafton Peace Pagoda, there's the Leverett Peace Pagoda or the New England Peace Pagoda, and several more throughout the country. But I had the pleasure and honor of walking with this group of people, 25 to 30 people, walking through Troy to Albany, walking the length of the Gaza Strip. So approximately 25 miles total over 3 days. I only managed to do Saturday, unfortunately, but it was absolutely an amazing experience. Well, it culminated at the very end in walking through a gauntlet of drunk young people, mostly really having a great time. And surprisingly, we really didn't get harassed by them. We ran through these gauntlet and a few people actually broke from the crowd of drunken craziness and joined us. A couple young women joined us in the back of the walk as we chanted and beat drums and meditatively walked for peace, chanting Namu Myo Ho Renge Kyo. So that was my St. Patrick's Day experience and realizing how crazy St. Pat's can be in the face of the craziness in the world. So I'll just stop right there and say, happy Monday. Welcome to the afternoon show. This is Kieran here with you till 6 p.m. as I am every Monday. And I'm going to start with a dear, dear friend of mine, a friend of my family's from Northern Ireland up near Belfast. Newry is the name of the town near Belfast where this man, Tommy Sands, a true bard, a true folk singer and a musician for peace and justice in the ancient Celtic bardic tradition. Here's a new song from Tommy Sands on the Monday afternoon show to kick things off. He just sent this to my mom the other day saying, happy St. Patrick's Day. This is called Anyone Else Up There.
Chosen few, God has told us what to do. Go and take the land. Could we be the just and wiser, just like wild colonial boys? Or could there be another voice? Help me understand. Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there to say there might be another way? Is there anyone else up there? If it is right that might is right, who's a God to gain? A God of fear, a God of greed, a God of blood that children bleed. The prophets from the rockets that scream like burning rain. Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there to say there might be another way? Is there anyone else up there to say don't kill children in your way? Is there anyone else? Time to change to whom you pray. Get a second pint off you. For Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jew, who wrote in your holy books, don't do to another what you don't want done to you. Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there to say there might be another way? Is there anyone else up there to say don't kill children in your way? Is there anyone else up there above to speak of justice, truth, or love? Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else up there?
That is Tommy Sands coming out of Northern Ireland, where they have seen for sure their fair share of grief and struggle and war and conflict, and nevertheless managed to keep on keeping on, keep on moving forward, one step at a time, every step a miracle. So thank you, Tommy Sands. I also want to give a big shout-out to the Hunt family over in Copake and dispersed around, originating in Copake and partly Pennsylvania. Lawrence, a.k.a. Lonnie Hunt, an old friend of mine and the father of a couple of very dear friends of mine, passed away last Monday. While I had my Monday afternoon show, little did I know that Lonnie Hunt had crossed his threshold. Lonnie and his wife Madeline had helped to found Camp Hill Hudson, and many of our listeners will probably know about Camp Hill Hudson and the wonderful work that they do in our midst. So rest in peace, Lonnie. I had the honor of attending a memorial gathering yesterday in Camp Hill, Copake, and it was absolutely beautiful. So condolences to the family of Lonnie Hunt, and really am grateful to have been there. And there was music, of course, because Lonnie was a musician of sorts and loved music. And this is a song, one of the songs we all sang. And I came across it in my usual search of birthdays and death days on this day in history. Well, it turns out it's the birthday of a woman named Margie Bowes, a kind of obscure country musician. And good old Margie Bowes was born in 1941 on this day. So happy birthday, Margie Bowes. Rest in peace, Lonnie. He was born in Louisville, Kentucky. He's a southern boy, has these southern roots. So how appropriate that we play this song, I'll Fly Away, an old gospel type song from down south, I believe, sung by Margie Bowes on her birthday. Enjoy.
Life is o'er, I'll fly away.
Okay, there you go. A little country coming your way there on the Monday afternoon show. Margie belting out I'll Fly Away. Going out to Lonnie Hunt, rest in peace, and to the Hunt family. Yes, what a great song. We have another birthday. We love those birthdays, celebrations of life, too. Death days, birthdays, holidays, festivals, whatever it is that's going on today. There's lots going on today on this day after St. Patrick's Day. Might have to play a little more Irish music, too, as a matter of fact. But right now, we're going to go to an old school band called Procol Harum. Procol Harum? How am I saying that? Procol Harum. I get it confused with the Nigerian so-called terrorist group called Boko Haram, and this is definitely not to be confused, because one of their most famous songs was Whiter Shade of Pale, and I doubt the terrorist group in Nigeria has anything to do with the band Procol Harum that sung Whiter Shade of Pale. However, you never know. Maybe there is a connection. However, I've been really getting into cover songs lately, so in the spirit of all these wonderful people out there doing cover songs of these old school songs, I found a woman named Ellie Maries. Ellie Maries covers Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale, on the birthday of Barry Wilson, also known as BJ. What a great name there. BJ Wilson of Procol Harum was born on this day in 1947. So here is Ellie Maries doing them justice. Whiter Shade of Pale.
truth is plain to see. But I wander through my playing cards, and will not let it be. I'm one of 16 Vestal virgins who are leaving for the coast. And although my eyes were open, they might just as well be closed. And so it was later, as the miller told his tale. Her face at first just ghostly turned whiter, shade of pale, and so it was later, as the miller told his tale.
Sometimes we get super mellow on the Monday afternoon show. Thank you, Ellie Moritz, for that cover of Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale on this birthday of Barry B.J. Wilson of Procol Harum, born in 1947. We got another birthday, Wilson Pickett. Wilson Pickett was born in 1941 on this day. And I think we got to play a song by Wilson Pickett. Here's Soul Dance Number 3.
Now everybody's talking about all the brand new dances, but I got 3 that I'm going to do for you. Yeah.
We'll be right back. debilitate, confiscate, obliterate, memories, reality, culturally disagree. See the hate, debilitate, confiscate, obliterate, memories, reality, culturally disagree.
Punk is not dead, despite what they will have you believe. It's not dead here on the Monday Afternoon Show, at least. So that was 2.5 Children. Good old Chris Newman on vocals there, tearing it up. An extra long song. If some of you felt tortured by that and stuck through it, my apologies. However, calling it out in the 1990s, punk music, Chris Newman... rest in peace. We miss you, buddy. We definitely, definitely miss you. So, came across this comment on the good old Weber internetinet underneath this song that I found. And it's Chris Newman himself 11 years ago. And here he is. This is what he says. Hey, this is C. Newman. singer of 2.5. Friends of ours used to joke and call us opera punk because of our propensity for epic songs and multiple vocals. Building number 44 is a take on our view that the corporate culture of the 90s was a savage beast that would care for none but their own, whoever they still be. But also this dead world inherited after. 2,000 years of Christian domination was a place savaged and lost adrift without their gods. Yeah, 20 years later and still friggin' awesome. That's Chicago 138 says. Yeah, epic punk stuff right there on the Monday afternoon show. Funny little blurb. I guess I gotta also dedicate that song to the Watervliet Arsenal. Went with this walk for peace with the Nipponzon Nun Junsan from the Grafton Peace Pagoda. People are welcome to go visit the Grafton Peace Pagoda. It's an absolutely beautiful place just east of Troy. And on our walk from Troy to Albany, we did a little over 10 miles on Saturday. We stopped at the Watervliet Arsenal, which is property of the United States Army and the home of Bennett Laboratories, where the weapons are being manufactured as we speak. The weapons manufacturers in the United States are some of the biggest in the world, and we are the greatest not only purveyor of violence in the world, as Martin Luther King so notably said, but also the greatest exporter of weapons and violence in the world, especially as we speak, with billions of dollars going to killing other people in faraway lands. Right now in Gaza, in Ukraine and Russia, and all over the place. So Bennett Laboratories, we stopped there. The U.S. Army security forces came out in their sunglasses and guns up to this very tiny nun, Junsan, with shaved head, and she wanted to know where we could pray for peace, and they really were scared of her and all her 5'0" shaved head and her robes and drum and praying. Big threat there. So we proceeded to one by one place peace cranes, these origami Japanese traditional peace cranes at the entrance of Bennett Laboratories at the Watervliet Arsenal in Watervliet outside of Albany, property of the U.S. Army. And then they followed us the rest of the walk, which was great because the Menands police actually provided security and blocked off traffic at various intersections and let us walk through peacefully and safely. It was the most unbelievable thing. And Junsan, who sometimes she calls ahead to the police to say we're walking and we could use a little bit of safety escorting. And a lot of times police are very accommodating, sometimes maybe not so much. But she hadn't even called, I don't think. And these guys were like on it. They were there for us. They were attempting to serve and protect. So big shout out to the Menands Police Department in particular and the United States Army security forces that accommodated us and escorted us through various on-ramps and situations on Broadway and other weird, dangerous places just north of Albany. So Building 44, going out to the Watervliet Arsenal, the Bennett Laboratories, of course, Chris Newman as well, rest in peace. And funny situation, we also passed a seedy bar that, believe it or not, Chris and I had attended a couple times. I dragged him along to Albany back in the day, maybe 20 years ago, to do a couple scrap metal runs at the Port of Albany. I said, Chris, we're going to do scrap metal runs. And he said, that, you know, I'm coming with you. We're going to have a good time of it. And good old Robert Sheedy, good old Bobbert, who used to bartend at the Red Dot there on Warren Street. Big shout out to the Red Dot, Alana, and the good folks there. Said, you got to go to Muddy's. Muddy's is, it's what Chris Newman would call kind of a house or a bar of ill repute. Really, really, and a lot of workers from the Binet Laboratories would go drink there afterwards. So we went and get burgers and beers and whatnot there. Well, these guys, a couple of them came out of the bar as we were walking by and harassed us and said, stop terrorism and long live Israel. So, yes, we do have a long ways to go in some quarters, but hey, we'll take it. Baby steps. Here is Christy Moore out of Ireland this day after St. Patrick's Day. The diaspora. This is going out to the diaspora of all people, all immigrants, all people displaced from their traditional lands. This is an Irishman singing live at the Point, as a matter of fact, in 1994. What's the point? Well, here's the point. Christy Moore with Missing You on this Monday afternoon show. Hope you're all enjoying. Don't go away.
Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon, I took you for. In 1986, there's not much for a chippy or swinging a pick. And you can't live on love and on love alone. So you sail across the ocean, away across the foam. To where you're a Paddy, you're a Biddy, you're a Mick. Good for nothing but stacking a brick. And your best mate's a spade and he carries a heart. Two workhorses heavily shod. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of a flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. Who did you murder, or are you a spy? I'm fond of a drink, helps me laugh, helps me cry. Never just drink red biddy for the permanent high. And I'll laugh a lot less, and I'll cry till I die. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of a flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. All you young people now take my advice. Before crossing the ocean you'd better think twice. Cause you can't live without love alone. And the proof's around London in the nobody's own. Oh, well, the summer is fine but the winter's a fridge. Wrapped up in old cardboard and the Charing Cross Bridge. And I'll never go home now because of the shame of a misfit's reflection in a shop window pane. Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. Missing you, I give all for the price of the flights. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. I'm missing you. I'm missing you. I'm missing you.
Israel expects us to believe that there's no genocide in Gaza. They're only protecting themselves from terrorists, they're trying to limit casualties, and even that the Palestinians are responsible for killing themselves. When Israel controls every entry and exit point in that tiny occupied territory where half of the population are children. Absolute lies, of course, and not for the first time. Cynical distortion, wild accusations, farcical claims, these are the modus operandi of Israeli propaganda. Before the current military conflict, there were six others in Gaza since 2006. And after they're done, the lies are exposed, but there's never any reckoning. There's never any outrage from the media. It's just buried and forgotten until the next time the lies are platformed again. Well, this is unacceptable. The media is failing the citizens of Europe and the people of Gaza, because propaganda in the service of genocide should be treated with the contempt that it deserves. Instead, the media defers to it. Well, we have a message for you. It's not working. Our consent for Israel's atrocities cannot be manufactured. The truth about Israeli lies is emerging. The ugly truth about Zionism has revealed itself for all to see, and a new world order will be built.
This is called The Vulture, and a lot of people think it's a poem, and after they hear me sing it, they're sure it's a poem. But we're going to take a shot at it anyway. Remember, this is a feel-like thing. Do whatever you feel like. If you feel like clapping your hands, you can do that. Standing in the ruins, ooh, of another black man's life. Flying through the valley that's separating day and night. I am death, cried the vulture. Yes, for the people of the light. Charon brought his wrath. From a sea that sails on souls. I saw the scavenger departing. Whoa, taking warm hearts to the cold. He knew the ghetto was a haven for the meanest creature. And a wilderness of heartbreak, yes, and a desert of despair. Evil's clarion of justice, woe shrieks a cry of naked terror.
Soul and mind. Thank you. That's called The Vulture. Had a poem here somewhere called Enough that I'd like to do. Because every once in a while, a brother gets shot somewhere for no reason. A brother gets his head kicked in for no reason. And you wonder just exactly what in the hell is enough. And that's what this poem is about.
Just about coming up on the 5 o'clock hour. News coming your way. That was Gil Scott Heron. Here's Trent Reznor.
Echoing your voice just like the ringing in my ears. My favorite dreams of you still wash ashore. Scraping through my head till I don't fall asleep anymore. You make this all.
And we are back. Back on the attack. The Monday afternoon show continues, folks. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. We got to continue that song. It's just such an epic song. I remember seeing these guys at Woodstock 94. Always were the one to show me how. Back then I couldn't do the things that I can do now. This thing is slowly taking me apart.
It was not enough that we were bought and brought to this home of the slave, locked in the bowels of a floating shithouse, watching those we loved eaten away by plague and insanity, flesh falling like strips of bark from a termite-infested tree, bones rotting, turning first to brittle ivory, then to resin. That was not enough. It was not enough that we were chained by leg irons, black on black in black with a piss-stained wall, forced to heed nature's call through and inside the tatters of rags that strangled our privates. And evidently years of slavery did not appease your need to be superior to something, like a crazed lion hung up on being the king of his corner of the cage. Backs bent under the weight of being everything and having nothing. Minds, too, like boomerangs curving back into themselves, kicked and carved by the face-straining smiles that saved my life. That was not enough.
Somehow I cannot believe that it will be enough for me to melt with you and integrate without the thoughts of rape and murder. I cannot conceive of peace on earth until I have given you a piece of lead or pipe to end your worthless motherfucking existence. Imagine your nightmares of my sneaking into a veiled or satin bedroom and attacking your daughter, wife, and mother at once, ripping open their bowels sexually like a wishbone. Imagine that and magnify it a million times.
When the sun goes down, then the snakes will play. I watch that car pull right up into my driveway. Saw a shadow slip away from my house. So I hurried straight and looked in her room. And I found out that it was my loving spouse.
Oh, the snakes call at night. That's what they say.
Difficulties. That was Charlie Pride following another Gil Scott-Heron track called Enough. Enough is enough. But Charlie Pride, he's actually a black country singer right there. And that's The Snakes Come Out at Night, following Gil Scott-Heron's song. Poem right there. So Charlie Pride, born in 1938 on this day. Sorry, it's called The Snakes Crawl at Night. And definitely related material right there. We are going to Israel right now with a track called The Autumn Wind. This was released on October 17th of last year by Hadar Nehemia out of Israel. The Autumn Wind song is known, I don't know how to speak Hebrew, but it's Ruach Stav. That's what it looks like. And she says, it's a very tough and sad days in Israel, days of war. I recorded this song a year ago with my friend Shay Maestro, but I didn't upload it because I felt it wasn't good enough. But now this old Israeli song feels particularly appropriate, especially when the text talking about brotherhood in hard times between us and ourselves. Ruach Stav by Hadar Nehemia on this Monday afternoon show. Let's see. Enjoy. That is a pretty epic song right there. That was called Salatu Ala Salamu Ala by Sharifa Kasif. And it's pretty international song right there. This is a traditional song. Actually, the origin comes from Indonesia. And people may not realize that Indonesia is the largest populated Muslim population on earth. Country with the largest Muslim population is Indonesia. Sharifa Kasif, the singer herself, is from Malaysia. And the chorus there in the background, fantastic background chorus, was from Bosnia-Herzegovina. The city of Sarajevo. And what you weren't able to witness, but I was some beautiful Sufi whirling, these whirling dervish dancing folks on stage to this music. And that came from Turkey. So we have Indonesia, Malaysia, Sarajevo in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And Turkey represented here for this amazing song. We are going to play some more stuff here. Why not? I think we're going to do this little blurb right here. Let's see. Oh, boy. It's on mute. Monrovia boy. There's a war coming. Here's Hank Williams III.
Is where I come from. Depression, misery, and hellacious fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. There's three shades of black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you. Some are junkies, some are freaks, and others are everyday ghouls. No one will ever know what we've been through, and we are proud in the light of the moon. Three shades of black. what we have, 'cause the darkness gives us our thrills. Shades of black is where I come from. I was born into sacrifice when I was young. Three shades of black is what makes us strong, and we all wear it like a uniform of chosen ones. Darkness gives us our thrills. 'Cause the darkness gives us our
love one another.
Love.
Beautiful sounds from Lebanon. From Lebanon, that's Noel Karman with the track An Alawan. An Alawan. Going out to the people of Lebanon. Been a lot of bombing going on over there. Israel stepping up its offensive in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. It wouldn't be the first time Israel went into Lebanon, causing lots of trouble. So, wishing peace to all the peoples of the world, including in Lebanon and in Israel, and to the people of Gaza. Well, let's not forget about our Native American indigenous brethren here on Turtle Island. North American indigenous peoples still standing strong, rising again from the ashes. John Trudell, rest in peace. one of the American Indian Movement folks, actor, poet, musician, and activist. Here he is with Rockin' the Rez on the Monday Afternoon Show. We'll be right back.
Listen to the skies, listen to the sun. Something on the land, something going down. Down dressers speeding by life. Fever's heart, burning rivers to cross. Walls of Babylon, material noise. Thinking they've touched the moon. Freedom takes a rocket blast. Just another day, like yesterday. Rockin' the Rez. Woman like you, times like this. All that's real connects to you. Happy medicine making me smile. Seeing you laugh, getting so near. Rockin' our hearts, rockin' the Rez. Carrying on like he ain't been gone. Warmaker's back, back in town. His notion taking care of us. Not same as, not even close, not even close to our notion of taking care of us. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Got no job and prices going up. Warmaker's back in town. Just another day, like yesterday. Rockin' my heart, rockin' the Rez. No chance we're gonna ever give up. Together we'll dance, a personal dance. Sweet starts, surrendering only to each other. These days holding the night, holding on tight. Rocking our hearts, rocking the Rez. Yesterday. Rockin' my heart, rockin' the Rez. Woman I want, woman I need. Times when times do get hard. You sure are some comfort. Rising up love, living on, carries on. Rockin' our hearts, rockin' the Rez. Rockers' hearts, rockin' the Rez.
That is the wonderful, great hero, leader, John Trudell from 1992, Rockin' the Rez, official music video from AKA Graffiti Man, John Trudell. He was in a movie called Thunderheart, and I think he was in Incident at Oglala as well, but the movie Thunderheart with Val Kilmer, I remember seeing that as a kid and being pretty blown away. It was on this day in history. In 1831, the United States Supreme Court, oh, and we're counting on them to uphold the law, to interpret the law, to whatever, do whatever with the law that the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, yes, you've heard the word SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, they're a big deal. Clarence Thomas, Antonin Scalia, there's a real champion right there. Yeah, they've had some real winners on there lately. A couple of great women here and there. But in 1831, the United States Supreme Court declares in the Cherokee Nation versus the state of Georgia that tribes are, quote, domestic dependent nations whose relationship to the United States, quote, resembles that of a ward to his guardian. So all treaties that were signed with Native American nations on a nation-to-nation basis, therefore, in 1831, would be considered null and void and void and more like a guardianship, right? The United States is in guardianship. So the struggle continues to this day. The legacy of genocide has not been faced by the United States in our country, and nor that of slavery. And until the legacy of slavery and genocide is faced in an honest, sober, and real way, in my humble opinion, we will never move forward and evolve into the next steps of humanity. Finding peace and justice. So, before that, we heard Mary J. Blige with Family Affair. Don't want to forget that one to announce. And we are just about out of time. We're coming up on the end of our time. I think what I might do is actually play a Pete Seeger song. Good old Pete Seeger from our little neck of the woods here on the Hudson Valley. Rest in peace, Pete Seeger. He's actually a friend of Tommy Sands, who we heard at the beginning of the show, the singer from Northern Ireland. Tommy and Pete did a show together, actually, in Madison Square Garden, and were great friends. But it was on this day in 1937 that women clerks occupy the Woolworths department store to demand a 40-hour work week in New York City. Here's to all the struggle to demanding the rights and justice for the working people. And Pete Seeger sings a little something about that called the 8-hour day. People don't realize that people suffered, died, were killed for the 8-hour day, for the 40-hour work week. You want to bash unions, perhaps, say their time is over. Well, they suffered and died for you to live the life of privilege that you live. All right, many of us, not necessarily, but compared to the rest of the world. Oh, boy. Okay, so just about out of time here. Here's Pete Seeger. Enjoy.
We're brave and gallant miner boys who work in underground. For courage and good nature, no finer can be found. We work both late and early and get but little pay to support our wives and children in free America. If Satan took the blacklegs, I'm sure 'twould be no sin. What peace and happiness 'twould be for us poor working men. 8 hours we'd have for working, 8 hours we'd have for play, 8 hours we'd have for sleeping in free America.
There you have it. Yep. That's what's up. All right. Just about out of time, but I do want to share with you a couple other things. What happened on this day in history? Wilson Pickett was born in 1941. We heard a great song from him. John Updike, the writer, born in 1932. Edgar Casey, the clairvoyant, born on this day in 1877. And John Chapman, so-called Johnny Appleseed, died on this day in 1847, credited with spreading apple seeds, literal apple seeds, all over New England, particularly in Massachusetts, and introducing that wonderful tree in many ways. Flag Day is today in Aruba, and today is National Quilting Day. And in Nigeria is the Ibu Afo Festival. This takes place amongst the Igbo people. You but people celebrate the end-of-year rites. Everyone runs inside and makes lots of noise, then goes out welcoming the new year. Happy New Year. Happy Ibu Afo in Nigeria. In 1871, on this day in history, the Paris Commune was founded. It lasted for 72 days, highly significant in the history of resistance in Europe to capitalistic oppression. In 2004, 20 journalists walk out of Colin Powell's press conference to protest the murder of two Iraqi journalists. In 1937, as we just said, women clerks occupy the Woolworths department store to demand the 40-hour work week. And thank you, Pete Seeger, for that song, The 8-Hour Workday. In 1926, scores of Beijing University students were killed when police fire at anti-imperialism protesters. In 1938, Mexico expropriates the property of the United States and British oil companies for their failure to pay fair wages. Mexico standing up to the U.S. and Britain right there, 1938. And the Algerian Civil War, a brutal war against France, ended on this day in 1962, resulting in the independence from France for Algeria. Congratulations, Algeria. And in 1942, it looks like on this day, Navy veteran Davis Knight marries a white woman in Mississippi, later sentenced to 5 years in prison for miscegenation based on testimony that his great-grandmother was black. Mississippi. Apartheid. And we're going to close right now with a song from Palestine called Salam Ya Mahdi. Peace in Palestine, peace in Gaza, and no more apartheid, no more occupation, no more neocolonization, imperialism, and killing, and no more genocide. Take care, all. Thanks for listening. Kieran here, signing off. Catch you next week. It's the Monday Afternoon Show, saying goodbye. خير في الحياة من دون هواك والعين فداك يا شاغل روحي هل لي أن أراك لا خير في الحياة يا شادي الروح